big story in the last 15 minutes, and I've been writing and following the journey of quarterback Connor Brewer. I can go back with Connor Brewer all the way to when I was at Channel 3. And he was tearing it up at Chaparral High School. He went off to Texas, didn't work out there, goes to the U of A. Things didn't work out there. And he's doing, in my opinion, the absolute right thing. I was very thrilled to hear that he sent a tweet out earlier today saying that he is going to Northern Arizona University. He'll graduate from U of A later this spring. He'll have 2 years to play, get some reps, kick the rust off, do his thing, and a great group of wide receivers up there. Connor Brewer joins us for a couple of minutes here on Sports360AZ.com. Congratulations, Connor.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me again on this on the show.
No worries. How difficult of a decision was this for you and your family?
You know, this time around, it was a little easier just because I kind of knew the path I needed to go. At this point in my football career, I just need to get on the field and start playing right away. And that was kind of a big factor. So kind of when the bigger schools would call and ask for me to take official visits, I mean, I really wasn't entertaining that too much because of, kind of knowing that I need to get on the field. I kind of didn't want to do the same thing I've done the past couple places I went. And I'm excited to now go to NAU and start this new journey and hopefully get on the field and start winning some games.
You had to clear your head from U of A, didn't you? And it wasn't anything negative, but around the bowl game, it was a pretty hard season for you to sit and watch.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, any season, especially, playing a lot, all through high school and then going to college, any season you're not playing is a hard one because you're kind of sitting there wanting to get out, thinking you can do something good for the team, but obviously the coach has a different direction to mine. But, I think I'm in a pretty good place with these coaches at NAU. I think they're great coaches. I'm excited to learn from them and ultimately start playing for them and win some games.
Connor Brewer going to Northern Arizona University to play quarterback, making that decision this morning official. Okay, so let's do timeline then from U of A's bowl game to where you and I are sitting talking today. You had the opportunity. There were several colleges, big schools, that had an interest in you, including going back to Texas. There was some interest there. Alabama showed some interest in you as recently as last week, from my understanding. And for some people, they may say, well, why not go to those types of big school programs versus NAU? Explain that.
I mean, when you go to those real big schools like that, and I was there at a school like Texas, I mean, it's not good or bad, but there's always politics involved and a lot of stuff like that. And, I mean, obviously, if you're the starting quarterback there, it's definitely a great thing. But when you're the backup, it's tough. And going through that for a few years is not the most fun thing in the world. Transferring is not the most fun thing in the world. So I think I definitely found a good fit. And I wasn't really thinking big schools as much. I'd already been there and done that. And NAU is just was a perfect fit. It was close to home and great coaches. I mean, great atmosphere, kind of everything I wanted. And ultimately, it worked out for me committing there and going to play there in the next couple of years.
Okay, so as I've sat here behind a microphone, I pointed out, you know, Oregon had to go chase down the transfer from Eastern Washington looking for their quarterback. Mm-hmm. You're in the same conference as Eastern Washington. Last time I checked, Colin Kaepernick was at Nevada. Tony Romo was at Eastern Illinois. Aaron Rodgers was at a junior college. So anybody who's going to say, well, go to big colleges, I don't think gets it at this day and age. One. Two, when you started hearing from NAU and to make that decision today, what was it that sold you on going to Northern Arizona?
Mostly just, the coaches. I mean, they were on me almost every day of every week. I mean, just trying to talk to me anything else I needed, just trying to be, great recruiters, great friends, trying to help me through the process. And to me, NAU is just kind of a genuine program. And obviously, it's a great chance for me to play right away. And obviously, a great team. I went out there and kind of saw them practice once. And, to me, I think they could hold their own with, a good amount of Pac-12 teams being on the sideline from last year. So I definitely think it's a great team. And definitely a great future for NAU and for me being there. So I'm excited for that.
I was there last week. Eric Sorensen and I were there last week, and we saw Kendall Taylor, who transferred in from Washington. We saw a group of big, physical, very impressive-looking wide receivers. That had to help your decision, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they kind of told me about the wide receivers and who they have and kind of the situations they were in and how they got there. And, to me, it looks like a Pac-12 receiving core. I mean, being in Arizona, obviously, there's some great receivers here, and I'm not trying to compare it, but
sure.
And you have some great receivers, and I think, pretty much most of them, all of them could play in the Pac-12, and maybe they didn't get the opportunity they wanted or whatever it was, or maybe they just liked the energy the best, but I'm excited they landed there, and I'm excited to start throwing the ball to them. It's going to be a real fun year.
You don't have any guarantees, or do you?
No, there's no guarantees. I mean, anywhere you go, there's no guarantee. I don't want to guarantee. I want to go somewhere, and I got to compete. I mean, if I'm not the best, I don't play. If I am, it's great, I'm going to play. I'm going to go in there as hard as I can and work my butt off in the film room and on the field and just try to play my best. And I'm excited to get on there on the field with all those guys. I'm in contact with a bunch of the teammates there and excited to start this process rolling.
September 19th, you looked at that date. Have you circled that date? You know what I'm talking about on that date.
I do know what you're talking about, and I have looked at it a few times. And
For those who don't know, let's just get it out on the table. NAU plays at U of A in Tucson. So there you go. What were your thoughts or are the thoughts on that game?
I'm just really excited. I think it's a great opportunity for me and for NAU playing a big powerhouse school, the Pac-12 South champs. And I feel good. I've been practicing against them for a long time now, and I'm excited to get out there and show them what I can do. Whether it's for U of A or against U of A, I'm excited to play against them and do my best and see what happens.
Have you talked to Rich Rod or Coach Regal about this?
I have not told him about my commitment yet. I was in contact with them kind of through the process, and they helped me. I mean, both of them have been a big part in my growing and everything like that in college. So I definitely have a lot of respect for them, and I'm excited, obviously, to hopefully play against them after the game.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Congratulations on this. We look forward to seeing the progress. I think a terrific decision on your part. I know your family's excited for it, and I see your sister at a lot of sporting events doing her television thing, and I had some visits with your father about this as well. I had to fill him in on the story this morning that it was on Twitter, so that's the way it goes. But I appreciate your time, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
There's Connor Brewer for a couple of minutes. It's a big story. This kid was runner-up for Player of the Year, and a lot of guys wouldn't have the guts to do what he's doing, you know, to say, well, he was at Texas. Well, wait, he was at U of A. He's going to NAU. There's going to be those cross-eyed looks, but I think for our state, it's a terrific story, just a terrific story. NAU has got a lot of players, and we do a ton around the college and high school front. There's a lot of players that are coming from the Valley that watch the show, that take in our content. They're looking at an NAU, you know, and I think it's terrific for him.